Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Yo, this is TAZ. Only 30 minutes, only on Sundays. Political talk, another crazy week in the life and the times of Donald J. Punk. I got Larissa on the line, and I got E on the line. And the first hey, how y'all doing? And the first
good,
thing
good.
I want to go.
You?
I'm good. Really, I'm not good because of this damn Trump situation. But the first thing I want to hit is Trump just put out, he just put it out about 2 hours ago, breaking news. He threatens to shut down the government, I think, in October when the fiscal year is over with, if the Democrats don't agree to the wall. Larissa and then E, what do you think about this buzz, shiznick?
You know, in a democracy, it's all about compromise, you know. But he's still trying to run this country as a dictatorship. You know, he's still trying to dictate and threaten and, oh, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this, you know. So, I don't know. It's just, we just got to get this dude out of here quickly because, I don't know. Just got to get him out of here.
E?
Trumple Stilskin.
That's all you got to say, E? Come on now.
Trumple Stilskin. He's pulled this before. They're not. It'll be a coup if it's a government shutdown. He will be so out of there so fast. But that's the only whole card he got. If you guys don't agree with me, then I'm going to shut down the government. Well, doesn't the government pay him?
I told you it's like that kid, like that spoiled kid on the playground. If you don't do what I say, I'm not playing with you.
Right.
I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Typical bully behavior.
I see 850 area code. We all know who it is. D Lovely?
I'm here.
Hey, D.
Hey, D Lovely.
How's everybody?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, girl.
Okay. The question is, well, it ain't the question, it's really your opinion. It just came in like 2 hours ago that Trump said he was going to shut down the government if the Democrats do not agree with the money to building the wall. What is your opinion on that? D-Love.
I'm amused. He's not shutting down anything. First of all, there's no way he can. If he shuts it down, it is going to ruin his whole dictatorship.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the reason he's saying it is it's just like any other. I think I heard somebody say something about being the bully on the playground.
The bully on it. Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
He just literally figures that he can just bully people into doing what he wants. But I think what's going to happen is it's going to blow up in his face. So he says a lot of things, and then he'll turn around and he'll say, that's not what I meant. And they'll say, no, that he never said that. So it won't matter.
Correct.
A double negative.
Then it'll be fake news
negative.
Then.
Thanks, fake
correct.
News said it.
Starting with D.
Even though they have
on
you
this.
On camera and in quote.
Mm-hmm.
Starting this one with D. Lovely, the Stand Your Ground, I think it happened in your state. D. Lovely, with
mm-hmm.
Marcus McLaughlin. What is your opinion on that? I assume you've seen the video. I've seen the video, too.
I have to be honest with you. I won't watch any more Stand Your Ground videos.
Mm-mm.
I've not watched any since Trayvon Martin. I just, mm-mm. I can't. The pain that it causes is beyond understanding because I feel like the people that they use it either for a group or against a group. And I feel like they use it for anybody who looks like them, and they use it against anybody who doesn't.
Who looks like us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or anybody else who doesn't. Very
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Larissa?
Well, I just want to say, by the time you started with somebody else, I always have you starting off these segments. Thank you for starting with somebody else. And then I'll go into
my bad. My bad. I'm so sorry.
Listen,
boy, I am
wow. When you say first, Larissa, I'm just cutting you off. I'm like, hey, she always calling me first. But anyway, thank you. So you must have never mind. But anyway, I went on Facebook and did a whole rant about this situation. I was so mad regarding the situation because I don't watch the tape either. Now, I watch Chris Cuomo because he aired the tape up until the shooting. I didn't watch the shooting. I can't. It's so painful. Like Issa, I can't watch it anymore. So I watched it up until he shot him. And I really don't know what somebody else wanted him to do because that man taunted his girlfriend and he came outside. And what do you expect? What else would you expect him to do? Say, hey, what's going on here? Somebody all up in your girlfriend's or wife, whoever she was, face. I think it's ridiculous. These people are getting off on these technicalities, shooting people and saying, I stood my ground. Now, this is the question I had is, I hope that she pressed some type of missing charges on him. It won't do anything. But just the simple fact, because he menaced her. You know, he, whatever you call that, he harassed her. So I feel like he should have some type of charges on him. And he'll get off. I don't care what anybody say. He'll get off, just like the rest of them.
E.
It's just sad. It's sad, and I'm angry. And it will continue until something egregious happens one way or the other. I've often said that the pendulum's going to have to swing a whole different way and hurt a whole different race of people before they realize that something in the milk ain't clean. And until that happens, unfortunately, we are where we are. And so we just have to continue to do what we're supposed to do. And even in our rightness, we're under attack. And it makes me angry and it's frightening. Because I have black male friends, I have black male sons, I have black male brothers. It's scary.
Okay, the next one. Should Trump go to Russia? Because he wanted Putin to come over here, but the Congress and everybody shut that idea down, and he had to step back and say at a later date after the elections or whatever. Now he's considering going to Russia. So my question is, should Trump go to Russia? I want to call Larissa, but I'm scared. D. Lovely.
Okay. I think he should go to Russia. Thank you. I don't mind being first. I absolutely think he should go to Russia. I hope that once he goes, he doesn't get to come back. I just hope he goes home and stays home.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes, he should go, and he should stay.
Now, Larissa, can I call on you now?
Yes.
Ain't nobody else.
No need, because they said exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, I think he should go, and I think he should stay and never come back.
Okay. Maria Butina, accused of being a Russian agent through lobbying mm-hmm. for the NRA and also using sex to get her way. She was doing some things. NRA, should the NRA be investigated? It's a two-part question. NRA should be investigated through Mueller for dealing with Russia, one. And two, what do you think the outcome is going to be about Butina? Is she going to get off, or are they going to put her down in jail? Now I'm starting with D. Lovely. We'll do D. Lovely, E, and then Larissa, since Larissa don't want to be called out.
Yeah. Okay, and because I'm not always paying attention, but I only know a little bit about this particular situation. I know that she's supposed to be a spy. I know that she was supposed to use sex to get her way, but I thought that's how spy worked.
Yeah, duh. Yes.
Yeah.
Not really. A lot of spies be male spies, and they be spying on other males, and they don't use sex.
And they
then.
Still use sex. Yeah,
I
yes,
think
they
still use sex.
Not with no men. No, they don't.
Yes, they
no,
do.
They
I'm gonna need you to wake
all
up and
time.
Say the toast burning key.
Hey, look here, y'all.
You're
not all the time.
Not all the time.
Somebody giving up some booty just to get some
mail.
She might not have been giving up the booty. She might have been giving up the lips and or the hands or something.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But I'm saying not in every instance.
Since the days of Boris and Natasha off of Bullwinkle,
exactly.
And they sure didn't give them wiles
to get.
Well, we don't know that she was really into the moose and the squirrel.
She used her feminine wiles to get what she wanted
from moose and squirrel.
Okay. So,
look here. I was going to Larissa. Now I know Dila, I see how y'all feel. It was just hoism involved. Larissa. It was hoism involved in the spine. That's what y'all saying. It's not in every case. I don't think it's in every case. Not every case. Larissa, how you feel about this?
Isn't that the basis of what spy work is, to get somebody to bend to your will?
Yeah, but you do it under by having papers. You can have dirt on somebody, and you can blackmail somebody. You don't have to blackmail nobody.
That's right. Yeah, you blackmail them.
Not all the
that's
time.
That's how it works.
Y'all say that's all the time, right? Okay. Marisa, I'm skipping this foolishness. Because that's foolishness, right? They don't do it all the time. Come on now.
What papers is going to scare somebody, T?
If you find some dirt on somebody doing something wrong and you look it up online and you get a hold of the information, you can blackmail somebody through information, not through giving up no booty.
Okay, you want to know what the papers that they found? The papers that they find is about him giving up some booty or her giving up the booty to somebody else.
Wait a minute. Somebody else was talking to.
I said the papers include photographs of people giving up booty in compromising positions.
Right.
So.
Whatever, y'all. Larissa.
Okay.
Can Larissa answer it, please?
Well, they just about summed it up for me, you know. But listen. What was the question? I lost the question. What was it again?
I know. The question wasn't that. The question was, do you think Rutina is going down and the NRA is going to get investigated? That's what the question was.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. She's going down, but Trump will partner because she's Russian, you know. And as far as the NRA, of course they should be investigated. But of course, they're on Trump's side, so they won't be.
No.
But do you think Mueller will investigate it?
No.
Oh, if he's connected to this thing, yeah, you know he will. He ain't
scared. It's connected to Russia, I think.
Who?
Mueller.
Oh,
NRA is connected to Russia, and Mueller is investigating all these different actions towards Russia with the Trump administration and everybody else too. After he arrested,
he might already be investigating it.
Yeah, I agree with that. He might have. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. Next question. What will happen in November if there is really truly a blue wave? Do you think that we finally got Trump in a corner then, if the House is taken over by the Democrats and the Republicans are kicked out of the Senate? Because it's only a three-person lead in the Senate. It's real close. So if things change in the Senate too, do you think things would change for Trump, starting with Donna?
Well, it seems to me that even if I mean Democrats take over, it's not going to stop this train. This train is off the track. He's rolling back anything that he feels like Obama may have had a part in, and it doesn't have anything to do with Congress, it doesn't have anything to do with the Senate. he's just making these decisions. I just heard he said he wants to take the endangered species list down so that you can pretty much go out and kill rhinos and anything else you want, because that's what he and his people do. So I don't see where this is going to make much of a difference. By the time everything comes to fruition, he will have dismantled this whole United States, and we'll be starting from ground zero.
It's typical Thumple Skillskin. We could have all the evidence. We could have dates, times, and circumstances. If he doesn't want to go, he's not going to go. Short of shooting him in the head and carrying him out in a pine box, he's not going to go. So, you know, he will refute everything. He will filibuster everything, or his henchmen will filibuster everything, no matter how much control we have. And I don't think that he's going to relinquish the reins until it's time to relinquish the reins.
Larissa.
I think the might not be able to do much, but I think the Democrats will wear him out, put him on them ropes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like on Rocky, put him on them ropes and wear him out.
Do the rope-a-dope. Do the rope-a-dope.
Right, right, right. And as far as the endangered species list, who on the endangered species list is his cabinet. That's who the endangered species list is, his cabinet, because they've fallen off one by one, just like an endangered species.
That's a good one. I think if the Democrats get control, they can impeach him, and then they can vote to have him out.
Well, here's the problem. If they impeach him, do you really want Mike Pence as our president? Is that really what we want?
Hell no.
And be honest with
Hell
you.
Hell no.
And be honest
he
with you.
He don't want to be the president.
Like E said, I think Mueller is investigating him too, because he knew about these Russian contacts. Being that he was in the administration, he knew too.
But you're going to wind up, you're going to get them one at a time. By the time, I'm telling you, it's going to be a snowball effect, but you won't get them all out at the same time. It's not like they're going to open the door and just push them all out the plane. You're going to push them out one at a time.
Right.
And by the time you finish this mess,
still he's not going to be able to do anything if the Democrats got control of everything.
We'll see.
A bill won't be able to go through.
We'll see.
Well, I already know. If the Democrats don't want it to go through, it won't go through. I mean, they have control, just like Republicans got control right now.
Yes, they have control, but they know who the weakest link in the Democratic Party is. They know. They already know who the weakest link is and who could be easily swayed. They know.
Still, I'm going to tell you right now, if the majority is the majority as we supposed to be, they'll be in charge, and I don't think anything bad will come through. And if they try to push something through, Pence or whoever the president is will veto it anyway. So,
right.
But you need
right.
But you need one third of the Congress to support it, so the veto wouldn't work anyway. That's why it's important that we go out and vote. 460 migrants. Parents deported out of the country without their kids. This shit is still going on. My bad. This stuff is still going on. Larissa, I'll start with you. What do you think about this craziness with these kids at the border and their parents being shipped off to their lands?
What I'd like to know is, okay, you deported the parents and the kids are still here, so what happens to the kids? Do they fall in the foster system? Or what happens? Do you give them to
that judge,
sex traffickers?
That judge that's for, I want to say, the ACU, the judge that's in charge of the court case, he's putting it back on the ACU and the people to go out and contact these people, whoever got sent out. He's putting it back in the government's hand to go find these people. That's what I just heard this morning. Now, it could change by tomorrow.
How you gonna find them if they deported them? How you gonna find
them? He said the judge said they got records of all this. I don't know. I'm just going with the judge. They obviously had to have records of who they got and who they sent back, but that's what the judge said.
And then the bad thing is they said some of these kids will not be going back with their parents at all.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they find them, like, because the parents got a criminal record or something, they said that they won't be going back with them at all.
Yeah, yep, yeah, they said that too. E. I know. It hurts me too.
I can't even say nothing. I pass. I'm just so angry.
Donna.
His wife is an immigrant. Isn't his wife an immigrant?
Yes.
But she's a rich absolutely. Immigrant, so it makes a big difference. She's
oh, my bad.
White
immigrant. My bad.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you throw white in there now.
Mm-hmm.
And rich. Mm-hmm. Don't forget rich again.
Yeah, don't forget rich either, yeah. Because you can't be poor white.
No.
It's almost like being brown. It's almost like
exactly.
being brown rich.
Mm-hmm. It's not necessary. Well, the problem I'm having with this whole immigration thing is it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Right now, we need to figure out why nobody's talking about a six-year-old who they've got signing paperwork saying, I understand I've been assaulted in a camp, and my signature on this document says I agree that it's okay. And they're calling you a tender at the tender age. And I'm like, what is this? What kind of country are we living in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about
that. The same
that.
Country
that, I didn't
that,
know too
that
much
two
about.
And three-year-olds go up in front of a judge and the judge says, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they said one kid asked, what's the lawyer?
Yeah.
It steams me up too. Another question related to this, should Homeland Security Director Christian Nielsen be fired? You know, the blonde lady. We'll start with Donna.
Of course she should. This is the same woman who said that as far as she knew that nothing was going on. That's her job to know.
Yep.
E.
Hell yeah, she should be fired. And that's it. That's a period at the end of that statement.
Larissa. Larissa?
Hello? Yes?
Yeah. Should the Homeland Security Director Christian Nielsen be fired? That's the question.
Yeah, he should have been fired. Next question. Yep.
The Trump administration bailing out the farmers with a $12 billion bailout. $12 billion bailout. I'm starting with Larissa. I ain't scared of you. Larissa.
Okay, that's what we're doing now.
Okay. what was the question again? Sorry. You see how you throw me off? I think my memory is getting Alzheimer's.
Trump administration bailing out the farmers with a $12 billion dollar bailout.
Right.
What do you think of that, Bush? Yeah.
It's a farmer welfare plan, and he's trying to right his wrong because he knows this election is coming up, and he's trying to do a little something so he can get on them rural, because he knows them rural, whatever how you say it, R-U-R-A-L, rural white folks,
rural.
Is the ones who got him elected. So he's trying to make it seem good so that they don't go on his people. That's all, yeah. It's a welfare plan. He messed up trying to fix it.
E.
Yes.
Did you hear what we're talking about?
Can you repeat the question?
Trump's administration bailing out the farmers with a $12 billion bailout, which I know even some of the low-end farmers might not even get a piece of it. What do you think about that? It's after he jacked up everything with these tariffs.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard you ask. I can't say what I want to say on the radio, but...
You can say it. You done said everything. Let's go.
Oh, no. I can't drop the F-bomb like I want to.
You can. We on internet. We ain't on no...
It depends.
It depends.
Ain't no... Is the F-bomb Flint, Michigan? Can we talk about that before we go any further? You rather
yeah,
farmers
about
$12 billion and Flint still got dirty
Flint's
water.
Been drinking dirty water
yeah.
for 4 years.
I agree with that.
Four damn years.
There's a whole lot of stuff
out?
that $12 billion could have went to other than
exactly
him jacking up. He shouldn't have jacked up the tariffs anyway.
Yep.
He should have negotiated it, but he shouldn't have just put a tariff war out there. Now, the potatoes, cranberries, the beef, all that stuff is going to go to waste by November. So when you see McDonald's talking about you get a large fry and another large fry for half off, you know what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. The Cohen tapes. He said it wasn't valuable. It's the backstory behind them that's valuable that he's got to testify to. What do you think? Because Avenatti, Stormy Daniels lawyer, he said that there was more tapes with Trump on them. So I'm starting with Donna. What do you think about these dang tapes with Trump and Michael Cohen talking and staging a plot on women?
I don't care. I don't care because I feel like if they've got the tapes, put them out there. Let's see what's up. Don't keep threatening with the tapes. If there are more, put them out there. Let's see. Let's hear them. I think we should be done playing this game. It's ridiculous.
And he's going to say that that's fake news and somebody contrived it. And,
you know,
I'm just over it.
Mm-hmm.
Larissa.
Well, Giuliani is already going down the road of trying to signify that he said he's going to have, quote-unquote, experts look into it because he's signifying that it might not even be Trump on the tape. That's Trump on the tape, and he knows it's Trump on the tape. You know?
Of course not.
This whole thing, this is what gets me. You know, Cohen takes these. I wanted to know why Cohen, if this was his man and he'd do anything for Trump, you taking money off your home equity to pay Stormy Daniels, why was he taking them? That's what I want to know. Did he have distrust of Trump way back then? Because he's taping this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Unless he just takes everything he talks to his clients about. Or was he just taping Trump?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I think Michael Cohen is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell it like it is. I don't think he's a lawyer. I think he was his fixer like everybody else said.
Wow.
He was a strong arm. I'm going to get you. I know a little law to talk to you about, but he wasn't no real lawyer. I don't think he was a real lawyer. But that's just my opinion.
They said he went to the worst law school in U.S. history he went to.
Probably
that's
so.
What he said. Yeah.
Okay, on a lighter note, it was discovered this week that they found water on Mars. Lots of water. And where there's water, there's life. That's usually the beginnings of life. I wondered what y'all thought about it. It's an opinion show, E. You don't answer for the damn show. We on radio. Shit. I expect y'all to talk. Here, I ask a question, here y'all go. Well, I don't have no opinion about it. What? Come on, Negroes. Larissa, you seem to have an opinion about some things. That's why I start with Larissa. Larissa. Everybody else talk about soap.
Yeah, I got an opinion on everything. Listen, if it's life on Mars, that's all good and dandy. But this is what I want to know. If the people from Mars try to come here, is they going to be considered immigrants?
Yes. And we need to build a wall.
They better wait till Trump get out of office if they think they want to visit the Earth. Because, you know, he'll have them deported.
I think one of the people from Mars will be called embryos. They're not even people yet. Donna, do you have anything to say on that?
I mean, if they can't vote, they're useless to us right now, so it doesn't matter. If they can show up or not show up, who cares?
GOP getting ready to impeach Rosenstein. But it's only like 9 people headed by Jim Jordan, who I hate. I hate Jim Jordan. I'm just going to say that right now. Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, the one that was, they said he knew about the guy, the coach molested them kids in college.
Right.
But he was
right.
An assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand Jim Jordan. So I want to know, do you think they're going to get to impeach Rosenstein? Because it's only 9. I don't think they're going to, my opinion,
no.
I don't think they're going to have the vote.
No.
I don't either.
Me either.
Larissa?
Nope. Nope.
I want to thank all of y'all for being on and having an opinion on something. Y'all Negroes need to have opinion. Yeah. That's
oh,
all.
Wow.
That's all I'm asking
just
for.
Some things are just so vile, and you just—it's nothing to say. You just get so angry.
Yeah, I agree. But that's why we're doing the show, to let out our frustrations. Some of us. So some of us is still say so.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
Like this, you're talking about this water on Mars. Like I'm about to take a plane up there. Check it out.
No, they're getting ready to send people up there to live. That's why I asked it. They're getting ready to send people
Who
up there
to
live.
To,
there's people that there's a waiting list to go to Mars.
Years.
There's a waiting list to go to Mars forever and die on Mars. They're
going
to plant a colony up there.
We can't get clean water in Flint, Michigan.
We can't get clean water in Flint, Michigan.
So
I agree with you.
Reservations to go to Mars.
They already got that in the plans, yes.
Okay.
I think they had that in the plans before the water went dirty. I want to say that.
And that passes the common sense test.
But I love y'all. Thank y'all for coming on. Thank y'all for calling. Thank y'all for participating.
Love you too.
Hey, right. everybody, pray for me because you know we're going through some tragedy on my wife's side.
Yes.
It's really killing me because I had just talked to her mother for 4 hours before I went to that San Diego con.
Correct.
I was with her mother and dad at the same time for 4 hours before I went. And 3 days later, after I came back, she passed away. So
crazy.
And then also my cousin Manuel, the last time I talked to him was because he called to find out how her mother was doing.
Wow.
It's a killer. But thank you. And I will talk to y'all hopefully next week. Peace.
All right. Love you.
Love
All
you
right,
too.
Chaz. Bye. See y'all.
All
bye,
right.
Ladies.
Bye, ladies.